This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Thursday. You've got your sports bros here. My name is Isaac.
Sodded.
Hello. Big Sook right over there.
Right here. Dude.
Look at him. Schultzy is in.
Getting ready for this Thursday night football tilt.
As am I. Got it on my phone right over here.
By the way, how is J.J. McCarthy still not playing? Like, that guy
what
is...
What was his injury?
He had, like, a sprained ankle. And it was, like, he didn't even leave the game. Like, he is master of the injury that doesn't appear serious, and then he's out for 9 years.
Weren't sprained ankles kind of... iffy. They can be good.
Like
they can
the
be
high
bad.
Ankle sprain.
Yeah, the high ankle sprain. But like, it wasn't one of those things where he went down. Like, we didn't really know he was hurt. And then they were like, yeah, he's dealing with something. And now he's been out multiple weeks.
Don't know, Jace. Can't answer that for you.
So we're getting Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
Yet again.
Boy, he was bad. Did you watch him last week?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. There is a there is a bevy of bad quarterback play going on right now in the NFL and bad offensive lines, but Darisaw is back for the Vikings, although their right tackle is out. But both of the tackles for the Chargers are back in this game, and they need that because the Chargers' O-line has just, I mean, they're hanging Justin Herbert out to dry.
I got duped on Soch Meads over the weekend, or maybe it was Monday when I was kind of looking into some NFL stuff, and I clicked on a video that said the top seven worst throws of this week in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
All seven were Carson Wentz.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, the internet.
And they were bad.
It's a great place.
Man, 3 weeks ago, God, their coach was like, oh, he's a savant. He's, no.
Well, the idea was that, like, Kevin O'Connell has worked with just about everybody, and it looks pretty good. And we found the kryptonite to him, and that's Carson Wentz.
Okay, so Chance Billups, the Blazers coach, was arrested this morning. He is involved with the mafia in rigged poker games.
Yeah.
So I mentioned that I had a list of some of the other people that were arrested, and I want to read you their names.
Oh, it's amazing.
So some are, some aren't, but I'm just going to go through all of them. There's like 31 people. Yeah. Okay.
Ooh, I've been waiting for this.
This is Operation Royal Flush. I love that the FBI is doing bits, for God's sakes. And let me also state that the worst part about this whole thing today, as a massive Toronto Rangers fan, I am crushed because I really thought the Toronto Rangers were going to be like have a big year and be in contention for the Lord Larry O'Brien Cup, and I don't even know what to do anymore. Like as a Toronto Rangers fan, I mean it's
So I don't know who that guy was.
But that was the district attorney for the Eastern Seaboard.
Is
so.
The A guy? Yeah,
Toronto.
He got on there and he's like, "Yes, the teams involved are the Portland Trailblazers and the Toronto Rangers." He did say that.
Yes, he did.
And then he called Terry Rozier Terry Rozier.
Right, yeah, he butchered
like,
Rozier.
Clearly not
name.
A sports guy.
Megan Rapinoe.
But I don't hold that against him.
No.
You know,
no, my wife said he's Megan doing more Rapinoe. Important stuff than watching sports. I said, you're right, babe. He is.
Yeah, it's kind of like the coach that plays golf. We don't want him playing golf.
Yeah.
We don't want him good at golf.
Exactly.
We
just go prosecute some people.
So here are the 31 names of the people arrested. We have Ernest Iao, a reputed Bonanno mobster.
Yeah, it's several La Cosa Nostra. It's the Italian mob. So, and yeah, there's different families that are involved.
He's
in
one of those. Yeah. Nelson Spanish G Alvarez.
Yeah.
Spanish G.
Yeah, he got taken down. How about Louis Lou App Apicella?
Hey, Apicella.
Louis Luappi. Hey. Then you've got Amar Flapper Poker Awade. I don't know his last name, but they call him Flapper Poker.
Yeah.
You've got Saul Betcher, professional poker player. Chauncey Billups, your Portland Trailblazers head coach.
A little disappointed that he didn't have a cool nickname.
No, because Damon Jones is on here, and he did. They called him D. Jones.
Yeah. Chaunce got, we can't even get the Chaunce
money or something.
Yeah, something. Yeah.
Matthew the Wrestler Dedino.
Like it. You don't mess with the wrestlers.
God.
Yeah.
Eric, was he the hitman? God.
Eric Spooky Ernest. Lee Fama, professional poker player. John Gallo. Marco Garzon. Thomas Tommy Juice Gelardo.
Tommy.
Juice.
He's a reputed Lucchese mobster charged in 2013 for beating his porn star girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, can't do that.
You have some guy named Jamie Gillette. You have Sophia Pookie Way.
Love that one.
There's a photo, actually. New York Post had it.
Of Pookie?
Yeah, of Pookie. It shows there's a photo of Chaunce at one of these tables.
Yeah.
And Pookie is there. Mm. She's standing over him. He's talking to, and he's got a bunch of chips in front of him, and he's talking to a guy who's holding his phone. It looks like some guy, some fish, a mark.
Yeah.
And then behind him is Saul Betcher, who's the professional poker player who was in on it. So there's if you want to see there is a photo circulating of Chaunce taking down these whales.
With Pookie.
Tony, Black Tony Goodson.
Black Tony.
Now, what I'm interested is Black Tony, was there a white Tony, and is Black Tony actually African-American, or is Black Tony referring to something else?
Like, I don't know, because you also have Robert Black Rob Stroud.
I know. I'm interested. We had a guy that we knew. We had two of them. One was Rob, and one was Black Rob, because, well, one, how do you tell them a different? Well, Black Rob was black. So I'm interested to know if Black Tony was indeed black.
You have...
My favorite is Albanian Bruce.
Yeah, you have Anthony Ruggiero Jr., Michael Renzulli, Nicholas Minucci, Curtis Meeks, John John South Mazzola, Joseph Lanny, Zen Screwly Hugh.
That's pretty good.
Horatio Hugh. Osman Albanian Bruce Hoti.
That's what I'm... How do we get Osman... When I heard Albanian Bruce, I assumed the guy's name was Bruce, but it's not. His name is Osman Hoti. How did he get Albanian Bruce?
We also have Shane Sugar Henny and Kenny Hahn.
Yeah.
There had to be a sugar in there.
And Seth Trustman. Boring old Seth Trustman.
He's the lawyer.
Yeah, totally. So those are the people arrested.
Yeah.
I mean, geez, man. Yeah.
In Operation Royal Flush. Operation Nothing But Nets.
The mobsters need to work on their names, though.
Yeah.
I think they were better back in the day.
Except for Albanian Bruce. He's just fine. Johnny two times. Got to get the papers. The papers.
All right. When we come back, we're going to reset you on all this. Okay? So there's a lot of stuff in this. And Chauncey Billups will never coach the Blazers again.
No, he will never be involved in the NBA again.
Rest assured. Yeah. And once you hear our next segment, you're going to understand why. So we will get to everything, reset everything. If you don't know what happened with him, we've got it all. It's very complicated. There's a lot going on here, but we've got it all for you next on The Fam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know, just last night, after the Blazers lost, Chauncey said this.
I do the best I can and let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah. Very bad choice of words.
Yeah.
Let the chips fall where they may.
Well, they fell today. And, you know, that
you're a loser.
Someone, you know, again, internet, but a lot of the memes flying around now of Lillard waving goodbye, and then it's they've done Chaunce like walking, like walking away in cuffs.
It's actually pretty neat.
Yeah, he will never coach the Blazers again. He's been suspended. He will never be a part of the NBA again. He is gone. Now, what happens as far as does he plead? Does he go to trial? Does he spend time in prison? Who knows? But he is done in the NBA.
So what happened was he was arrested by the FBI at his house this morning at 6 a.m. According to Big Sook sources, he did not know it was coming.
No, he did not.
And they were ready to ram down his door.
Yeah, they brought out the whole...
He answered.
Yeah, he answered.
And they cuffed his ass.
I was told that he was under surveillance for about the last 3 to 4 days, 24/7, to make sure that wind... And all these people were, all 31, because they were afraid that if one of them found out that they
even
were...
Even Pookie?
Yeah, even Pookie. Well, the idea was that if one of them found out and then... I don't think they were necessarily worried that Chaunce was going to flee, but word spreading that these arrests were coming. And they had been working on this for a long, long time.
So the feds then held a very wild press conference a lot of crazy details a lot of grandstanding.
Yes.
I mean, watching the presser, it was...
It's unbelievable.
It was pretty clear there was quite a bit of, you know, sort of bravado from the FBI towards the crime families. I mean, they were certainly wanting to appear tough and get the message across that they are going after organized crime. So there was clearly an agenda there.
Hey, Pookie, we're coming for you. And Albanian Bruce.
Yeah, so names like Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier and Damon Jones helped get them headlines for this big display that they wanted to put on at the press conference. They had Cash Patel there and everything. So it was a big deal. Yep.
And Chaunce, much like in the indictment, Chaunce was used as the big fish to lure people in.
Right.
Chauncey was used to get people's attention for this case.
Sure. Sure. And you could, that was very obvious clear by watching the press conference today. It was a whole thing. But here are the details. Apparently the mafia was orchestrating a series of illegal poker games. They were all rigged. What they used, to rig the games is pretty wild. They used off-the-shelf shuffling machines that were altered to read cards in the deck. So they knew the sequence of the cards. That was then relayed to someone off-site. They called them an off-site operator. And that person would then send the info back to a quarterback at the table who had a phone, who would then signal to the others how to play their cards. So obviously the info was used to win games. They used poker chip tray analyzers that secretly read cards using a hidden camera. They used special contact lenses and eyeglasses to read marked cards. And they also used an X-ray table that could read cards that were face down on the table. So I ask you this question before I get to other details here. If you sat down at a game with all of those things in play,
yeah.
Do you not know it?
Well, it sounds like, so we played it earlier. There's about a 2-minute clip from a podcast 2 years ago from a professional gambler who said that these poker games were going on 4 to 5 years ago, leading all the way up to now. By the way, the person that I talked to today that was with direct knowledge of this, I did ask, is this something that happened years ago or is this something? And he shook his head and he goes, basically, this is a continued thing. This is not something that happened a few times years ago and then stopped.
There was another game planned.
Yes, this is a regular occurrence.
They got to find a new guy from the NBA to help them lure in the fish.
Got
to
find a new guy. So the professional poker player went on a podcast 2 years ago and said that he was invited to a game centered around Chauncey Billups. And he goes, no, I know for a fact that this game is rigged. And he was saying that there were professional poker players there. And he said when they sat down at the table, it was clear. You want to play the...
Yeah, I got it here.
Yeah, play the clip. Because this
must have been like 5 years ago, 2019-ish, I think.
Who is this guy talking?
4 years ago.
He's a professional gambler.
Where there was this game. It started in L.A. and then it came to Vegas for a few days. And it was all built around Chauncey Billups. And
Jesus.
I had heard about the game, and the person who told me about it was like, look, I know the game runners. I'm telling you 100% this game is on the up and up. And I was like, well, I love this. Know a lot of the people that are involved, and I'm telling you 100% that it is not on the up and up.
Yeah.
And you know, we kind of went back and forth, and I agreed that like I just wasn't going to go play it, but I had some friends who went and played it both in LA and in Vegas. And it obviously like was for sure confirmed to be cheated. Mm-hmm. Like people who clearly didn't even understand the rules of No Limit Hold'em are just like jamming hundreds of big blinds in with like a gutty and then just drilling it. Yeah. Only the pros are losing. Like
how is it figured out? Like it just
I can't remember if this was the game where
no. Over the loudspeaker?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
That was Pierre.
Oh, okay. Well, it's still, I mean, it's not like Chauncey and Pierce don't know each other. You know? I feel like it's probably the same crowd overlapping there.
Gotcha.
But maybe not.
Yeah, okay. So I don't get the whole thing about over the loudspeaker with Paul Pierce.
Well,
what was that about?
I think there was a tournament where they, usually you have like, a tournament director, and they call things out like as they're happening. So I'm assuming that there was another instance of cheating that they were referring to, and that wasn't this one.
So basically, he was saying that anyone that knew, like the poker players that were professional poker players, were like, dude, get the F out. It's easy to know.
But he said they still went in and played it.
Well, but that's my point is they immediately knew what was up and probably left. But the suckers that aren't aware, they're the ones that probably, a professional poker player did not get taken. Someone lost $1.7 million in one of these
games.
And
that wasn't a pro.
That is not a pro.
Right. Well, so, some of the pros, we went through the list of names.
Yeah.
There were a couple of pro poker players that were on the Chauncey Mafia side.
Yes. And so
they were in on the game.
And so that goes back to it. So it is my understanding, basically, reading through this and listening to this, but I still can't believe that this was out there in public knowledge years ago.
And yeah, this is the Our Friends podcast with Matt Berkey. That is who, so he's okay. a professional poker player. That's who was
And
talking.
The idea that like the Blazers in their vetting process aren't aware of this is just staggering to me. But it sounds like if you are a poker player, you were not fooled by this, but you don't try to fool professional poker players. You fool idiots that have a lot of money and that just want to hang out with celebrities and famous people and play cards. And those are the suckers that you end up bilking the money out. In fact, you know, when you bring a professional poker player in, it probably adds credibility to the game. And you're like, oh my God, the professional poker player is losing too.
Right. If Chance is there and the professional poker player is there, you're thinking, oh, it's got to be on the up and up.
Yeah. Meanwhile, this guy walks in and is like, dude, these idiots don't even know the rules. And yet they're cleaning everybody out.
We went through that list of ways that they cheated. Like, that stuff has got to be at some level obvious.
Yeah. No.
But apparently not.
No, so let me kind of chime in here on that to answer your question about how did they notice. You talk about, like, guys jamming with no equity. What that means, I think Suk said it earlier in the show, you got one or two outs. You got one or two cards that'll make your boat, that'll make your straight,
and guys
whatever.
Are putting $100,000.
Yeah, and that, Rob, unfortunately, that when you see that or you feel that happen two, three, four times at a table, that's kind of when you start to maybe think that there's cheating going on. No, there's literally, with these card machines, with the X-ray table, you can go look at pictures of this stuff. It looks like any generic poker item that you would see walking into any poker room. The sunglasses thing, for me, the video that I showed you guys, it's circulating on X.
It's crazy.
That's the big one, because I always wear shades when I play poker, right? Your eyes are your biggest giveaway. A lot of players wear shades, but if they're wearing contacts or shades with a marked deck that nobody else can see, it's just so
crazy.
Easy.
They have
I guess you couldn't.
They have these photos where dudes are just wearing sunglasses or contacts, and when you look at the cards, you can see through the card. You can see in a big letter.
Nuts.
And they had a card counter that would shuffle the cards, and as it shuffled, it would read the deck. And so someone sitting in the back knew the exact order of every card that was in the deck, and then they could relay that information. Well,
I just went through all that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So the Mafia was orchestrating these games, and they were behind it. And they were rigged. They used all kinds of wireless cheating technology. Yeah. They were in Vegas. They were in Miami. They were in Manhattan. They were in the Hamptons. Anywhere rich people were. 11 states in all. They said Billups was the face card. He was used to lure in what they called fish. So he was in on it. And the fish would be these big money guys who want to play in these games with him. So Billups was kind of the key guy. It's like, hey, oh, cool. I want to play in a poker game with Chauncey Billups. So they stole tens of thousands to hundreds of thousands of dollars per game from these fish. One person lost $1.8 million. Yeah. They said that the Mafia got involved. Mafia was running non-rigged games for the longest time. But then when they heard of these, they got involved in these rigged games. And then the money was laundered through shell companies and crypto transfers. There was even acts of violence and extortions of victims who owed them money. Like, it is real-time
bad stuff.
Mafia stuff. Yeah.
Tens of millions of dollars and threats, and I mean, this is just all kinds of bad.
So Chauncey specifically faces two charges, money laundering conspiracy and wire fraud conspiracy. Court documents obtained by TMZ show that he was wired $50,000 after they shook down a whale in an illegal game back in 2020. They said that Billups' role as the face card was crucial, as he would lure wealthy players into the games.
Much like that guy, the professional gambler on the podcast, said the game was centered around
him.
Chauncey Billups.
Yeah. It's hard to wrap your head around this, but just in the event that you don't believe that Billups knew what was going on and he was just being paid to be the face, there are messages from Damon Jones' phone, and Damon Jones was in the same boat as Chauncey in this situation, saying, remember, if you have to think hard about a call, just fold. Yeah. And watch Amar, he's the Steph. Also watch Marco, he's the Braun. Yeah. And those were two guys that were named in the 31 names that we mentioned.
It's all coordinated.
So it's all coordinated. He's in on it. Yeah. And they say that, prosecutors say that sometimes the players were told, like Chauncey and Damon and those guys, were told to lose, and sometimes they were told to win. Yeah. They were just basically following the orders of the people who knew what the cards were.
Yeah, and we don't know how he got involved. We don't know why he got involved. We'll find out as that goes on. And then the second charge in this is the sports gambling aspect of it. And while his name isn't directly named in that, if you read through the affidavit, he clearly is co-conspirator number 8, a former NBA player and now current NBA coach that lives in Portland, and he was giving gamblers tips on fixing games.
So more charges coming?
I don't know.
I don't know about charges, but that one right there, he's out of the NBA. Like the NBA, let's just say he gets off scot-free on everything we just talked about.
Yeah.
The NBA will ban him for life for this. Like, he, as the coach of the Blazers, was tipping information that he was going to rest players so that they could win bets on Blazers games. Yeah. Dude, you're done.
And by the way, those bets were bet. They were cashed to the tune of $100,000+. You're cooked. So he will never.
So they
coach.
Don't have to prove that.
No,
the NBA will investigate that. No. And dude, it's you're he's out.
Yeah,
so anyway,
the indictment was just charging him in the poker one. He's named in the second indictment, basically. But as of right now, we haven't seen any of the charges coming his way for that.
So we'll tell you more about that part of it next. And I'd like to ask the key question, and that is, why on earth did Chauncey Billups do this?
Yeah.
What is he doing? Was he extorted? Yeah. Did he owe them money?
Is he just a bad
Is he just a bad dude? Like, what is this about? Text 503-864-6326. We'll get to some of your texts coming up as well. But first, here's Schultze with SportsCenter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Okay, here's the next part of the Chance business. So this is from the Terry Rozier case. Two separate cases. This is the one where they were manipulating prop bet outcomes. So Chauncey is co-conspirator number 8 in that indictment. And they described co-conspirator number 8 as a former NBA player living in Oregon and coaching in the NBA.
I wonder who that could be.
So that person told the defendant in this one was Eric Ernest. He was the gambler guy. And co-conspirator 8 told Eric Ernest that the Blazers were going to bench their starters and tank the game against the Bulls on March 24th of 2023. The Blazers had no chance at the playoffs. There were just 10 games left in the season. At that point, and I remember this, they were not tanking.
No.
Damian Lillard was on the team. And remember, he was saying he didn't want, like, there was this whole debate of should they should, I mean, I think we were saying, tank. And they weren't.
Yeah.
Well, for this game, Billups told Eric Ernest that they were going to set everybody down. Now, this was not public information. That's the key. So Ernest then shared that information with bettors. And these guys were previously indicted in the Jontay Porter scandal. Before the info became public, bets totaling $100,000 were placed on the Bulls for that game. Lo and behold, those cash, the Blazers benched all their starters and lost by 28 points. There are receipts of wire transfers to Ernest from the gamblers who won money based on this information that they clearly got from Chauncey Billups. Yep. This, by the way, was the very next night after Rozier tipped off the same bettors that he would leave his game early and for them to bet his under. So Chance is cooked. He will never coach in the NBA again.
No.
My question is, why did he do this? What is he? Is he just that bad of a dude? Is he wrapped up in something bigger that he can't get out of? Like, what the hell is? And you know, a texter brought this up. Does this call into question his playing career? This has been going on for years.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, hopefully as this thing gets it shook out, maybe we'll get some more clarity on this, you know, if it goes to trial or if he pleads out. But, I mean, obviously the easiest one to think about is you owed money, right? That's the old mafia way, is you end up owing money and you can't pay it, and, hey, we've got a way out for you. The other one is, like you said, you're just a bad guy. And the other one is you like the excitement, right? Why did Michael Vick, who was worth hundreds of millions of dollars, why was Michael Vick fighting dogs? Why was Winona Ryder shoplifting? Why do rich kids steal cars? You know, it's the idea of, you know, why do we like gangster movies? Why do you like Goodfellas? Why do you like Sons of Anarchy? That lifestyle is very appealing, and it's can be very intoxicating. It's that idea when you're around people and you feel like you're doing something bad. It's like when you get off the plane in Vegas, you have that instant urge of like, let's do some stuff. And, you know, you're bored in life and, you know, you're kind of a big wig and everyone's loving you and you're the king cheese and you're involved in all this and it seems easy and you're just making money. And I see where that can get addictive.
Yeah, you also got a lot to lose.
He has lost everything.
I mean,
including possibly his freedom.
Yeah, and he was already rich. Like, yeah,
it just makes no sense.
It is so, he just must be just a bad dude. And this goes back to the Blazers. Remember all the rape stuff when they hired him?
And they got all pissy when anyone brought it up.
Old Shea was sitting there yelling at us, telling us it's not breaking news.
It's not breaking news, dude.
Guys, move on.
Guys, move on.
Remember that dude?
Yeah, and that
wonder
was
what he thinks.
And that was the vetting process, and people asked, like, how did you vet? And that was the proprietary. Don't worry about it. We looked into it. And the sad part is, apparently, if they looked a little bit, some of this fixed poker stuff was out there. That that guy, the professional poker player, said these games have been going on for 4 to 5 years, and he was talking about it openly years ago.
You're a loser.
That's crazy. So the Blazers are either ignorant or they know all this and didn't care.
Either way.
Both are bad. It's just another embarrassment for the Blazers.
Yes.
And my God, can they just turn the page on everything with this franchise?
Well, I know.
Get a clean slate.
And Dundon was here yesterday, and he doesn't take the team over until sometime in the spring. And so, believe it or not, this is still Jody Allen's problem, which is hilarious. I guarantee she's looking at this and being like, not my problem right now. I'm not touching this thing. But if you're Tom Dundon, I mean, Chauncey Billups and Cronin were competing for their lives this year anyways. Billups is gone. And I go back to what you just said. If you're Tom Dundon, how do you not look at this and say that under Joe Cronin and Neil O'Shea, right, they were both involved in this, and Joe Cronin is the one that gave him the extension, how do you not look at that and say either you didn't know and you're a moron and ignorant, you're fired, or you did know and you shoved it aside and you hired him anyways, you're fired? I just don't know, from a public trust standpoint, how on earth you can come in as a new owner and keep any part of this. There has to be, and it's a prime opportunity to just erase the slate and start new with the fan base.
Seems
start
a lot
new
easier
with the city.
Now.
Yes.
Bright side here is you lost the game last night. You lost your coach all in one night. You're well on your way to another good lottery pick. All in one night.
Yeah.
They start out the game great, and you're going, oh, man, look at this team.
Yeah.
And then the next morning you wake up, it's like, oh, there's another lottery.
Yeah. Well, and the NBA, by the way, has a serious problem. Remember, the NBA cleared Terry Rozier of these sort of things. So, you know, I go back to a trust thing. Adam Silver's got an issue here. And by the way, this is a league-wide thing.
Like, he may lose his job.
Yeah.
He may lose.
It's possible.
I'm serious. Adam's, at this point, these are piling up. Adam Silver may lose his job.
Well, so, just the way this went down really quickly, not yesterday, not the day before the Blazers played their first regular season game, the morning after.
Yeah.
Seems to be very specific timing by the law enforcement officials.
Make no mistake about it. This was a purpose pitch.
Yeah.
But, like, you had another gambling scandal. You said, nope, we investigated Terry. Everything's fine. We're good. And then the FBI is like, oh, yeah, by the way, it's not good. We're arresting him. You look like an absolute clown. Meanwhile, you know, I'm watching ESPN this morning, like First Take. And as they're discussing this, what is at the bottom of the screen? ESPN bet. And they, by the way, it's all on the, you know, Twitter and internet now. They just casually, during the middle of the segment, just kind of shoved it away and just erased it. But every one of these leagues is in bed now with gambling. And this is the cost of it. And at some point, there is going to be a reckoning here. But how on earth can you trust anyone in the Blazer organization at this point? when they told you that they vetted him and clearly they did not? And how can you trust the NBA now when you've had everything from the Tim Donaghy thing and now this, when you just got done saying, nope, Terry, you're fine, we cleared you. And now this, like, you just, you have a major credibility problem on your hands. And I'm not saying this is the worst scandal that the NBA has ever faced. Again, the Tim Donaghy one was worse. That is literally fixing games. This is just kind of over-unders and trying to fraud casinos. But you have a massive problem on your hands that every one of these sports leagues has played in the blood money now. And you now have these things coming to roost seemingly on a fairly regular basis. And now you've got one involving a Hall of Fame player and a current sitting NBA coach. And it ain't good.
Okay, well, we'll take a break. And when we come back, we'll put a bow on this. And we'll get to a real hour of Sports Talk Radio, the club. All right.
Talk about Pookie.
Pookie's kind of cute.
Is she?
Yeah.
What's up, Pookie? Hey, by the way, that's the other kinda one that cute. Could be involved in this. Nothing takes down men quite like the Hots. Yes. The Hots have been responsible for the fall of more powerful men than anything in the history of mankind.
All right, we'll wrap it up next here on The Fan. For those asking about our FM signal, I don't know.
Yeah, okay. It is confirmed it is down, but we're on everywhere else.
Above our pay grade. Like, we don't, we have nothing to do with it. Look, we're at the mercy of Odyssey, okay?
An Odyssey station.
And that's never a place you want
to
be.
Someone has been sent out to the tower, but you can still find us online or on 1080.
Literally, we have to send a guy out to a tower, and he has to climb 40 stories and shake some wires in order to get it back up and running.
We're actually back on now.
I think we turned it off and we turned it back on.
Oh. Yeah, so, someone went out there and flipped the switch.
Yeah, flipped the switch and now we're fine. See?
Yeah, just unplug it.
Yeah, we're good.
Plug it back in. Plug it back in.
Hey, you have to unplug it and leave it unplugged for like 30 seconds. What? Then plug it back
in. Yeah, don't plug it in too fast.
No. Let's go back to the AM.
I was still there.
Oh.
Yeah, we were on the whole time on the AM.
You never really left.
See? The AM, way more reliable. That's where it's at. Maybe we'll start a trend. Everybody's going to jump to AM now.
Want that AM radio?
You don't think so?
What was the Everclear, right? I heard it on the AM radio. That was a kind of a hit for old art.
Well, I guess to wrap up the Chaunce business today, and we'll, you know, obviously there'll be a lot more coming out.
Sure, as this thing goes on. His next court date, by the way, November 24th.
So he just sits in his house until November 24th?
Yeah, like, and that's in New York, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he's got to go to New York. But yes.
And he can only go to Colorado. He can go home to Colorado, home to Oregon, or go to New York for the trial stuff. Other than that, he can't.
I wonder if
go
he
anywhere.
Puts out anything in the media or like through an attorney or something.
He's going to shut the F up.
You know?
Nope. Eventually, someone awkwardly is going to have to speak for the Blazers. They canceled all media availability, but, you know, Cronin is just
cowering
like,
in a corner.
You know, he's like, mother bleep. I was already fighting for my job. This ain't helping.
Dude, well, we've said enough about them. Yeah. This is part and parcel for that. That franchise is a joke.
It's not going great.
It's an embarrassment. Yeah. And here's another embarrassing chapter in the book. It's ridiculous. It really is absurd at this point.
Like, if it's going to happen to someone, you're just like, really? Us again?
Is it? Yes, you. Because you have no culture. You have no, like, this is what, never mind. Well, just forget, never mind. I don't even want to get into it.
But what's weird is that
we've got too many examples. It's pretty obvious.
It's just that finally this year, and I know they lost last night. There was a lot. This is a young, fun, exciting team. They played a breakneck pace. It's easy to root for. There was actually some real reason to kind of be excited. And even though they lost, I think a lot of people took that as a real positive sign and left that game pretty optimistic. And then, like, a couple hours later, you're like, are you freaking...
They rip your heart out again.
Are you freaking kidding me?
At this point, the joke's on you.
Hey, we got Tiago Splitter. We're fine.
So, I guess, is it fair to say this? It probably isn't, but I'm going to say it anyway.
I like where, is it fair? No. Am I going to say it anyways? Yes.
Well, we were talking during the break, and I think, I just feel like we're overthinking this. Sometimes it's just as simple as Chauncey Billups is a bad guy.
Yeah.
And I would add, it just kind of always has felt that way about him. Is that unfair? Like, he felt
He's always felt a little shady.
Yeah,
yeah, a little sleazy.
Don't you think?
Yes, from press conference number one.
He's always been, he just has this kind of untrustworthy element to him.
By the way, my wife said that from the first moment she saw him. My wife's usually a good people reader, so I always thought that was funny. Now I'm like...
I also, I mean, come on, we're all around town, and this is a small town when it gets down to it, and you hear things, and I just have never really run into anybody that's like, Chauncey, great guy.
Yeah.
That doesn't, it's not out there.
Yeah.
So I just think this goes back to the Blazers and how they could possibly let this guy, knowing all of this stuff has been out there, rape allegations were out there. And they hired him anyway. And then they just gave him an extension. Like, it's unbelievable.
It is. I think back to that Olshay press conference when he was so defiant and pissy over people bringing up Chauncey's past and did you vet him? And they just defiantly went on the quit asking us. We looked into this and how dare you question our process. And here we are a few years later after you extended him and... You just, I know it's proprietary, Sean, but I would love to actually know what they found in the vetting process, how much they tried, what did they find, how much did they ignore and just not give a rip. I'm fascinated.
Well, I'm guessing they found, well, okay, I guess that's a good question. Like, did they actually vet him or did they not care to vet him? They just told us that they were going to vet him because that's the guy they wanted.
Yeah.
He was handpicked.
Yes.
They wanted him. So it was, they were just going to corkscrew him in there no matter what.
Yeah.
I think back to the Wally Backman situation with the Diamondbacks in the 2000, five or six when they hired him. But what, a New York Times article came out like 2 days later saying, oh, he's got a bunch of debt and he's got a Dewey and he's just kind of a bad dude. And the Diamondbacks admitted after firing him, they did not vet him. Yeah. I'm shocked that like that happened 20 years ago and we're still here.
They did vet him though. But see, okay, that's an interesting one because everybody knew Wally Backman.
Yeah.
And everybody he's knew Wally Backman was horrible.
Yeah.
But what they liked about Wally Backman was they thought he would be a good manager.
Yeah.
That's it. And so they just ignore everything else. And that's what the Blazers did here. It's you deserve better than that. At any rate, the new owner is coming in and hopefully house will be cleaned. Now, this is a great question, and I can't believe we haven't asked it yet. They took his passport.
Yeah.
What if he doesn't have a real ID? How does he get to Colorado and New York?
Well, aren't you supposed to have that by now?
Yeah, I wonder.
Well, I don't have one. If they took my passport, I'd be screwed.
I wonder if he could, because you can't go. Can you drive? And then if you get stopped, be like, I'm on my way to Colorado? I don't know.
Is he going to have to drive?
I don't think he can, because that would go through other states. I'm guessing you have
to fly. So can he pull up to security and be like, look, they took my passport.
Well,
I'm going out for a federal court case.
I think getting a real
ID. I think maybe you should let me through.
I think getting a real ID is about $112. I think Chance can swing it.
Hey, by the way, when I traveled, not this last time, but a time before, I forgot my passport.
Did you really?
Yeah, and they let me through. I don't have a real ID. She said...
Oh, next time.
She said, look, they're being pretty lenient on it right now, but, and I probably shouldn't say this over the radio, so don't do this. But eventually they're going to shut her down. You have to have the real ID. But right now they're being
Because I bet you a lot of people have no idea. They're like, what? And then, you know, that makes sense. And by the way, kudos to them for having some...
leeway?
Yeah, some leeway. Like spirit of the law, letter of the law sort of thing. You imagine, you know, again, you don't pay attention to the news. You're just one of those people. And you show up, you know, you're ready to go, you know, see Nana. And, you know, your flight leaves in an hour. And they're like, hey, by the way, you know, F you can't get on. That sucks. So I'm glad that they are, I'm glad that they're being...
Hundo P.
I'm glad they're being cool about that.
Well, I'm glad Chauncey's out, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
You're a loser.
Well, I mean, you just...
Good riddance.
Yeah, at some point, and I know, like, you're innocent until proven, you know, guilty, all that stuff. Sure, and he'll get his day in court, but...
Yeah, I can't wait to see what he's going to say.
Yeah. But, you know, it just might be one of those where, like you said, why did he do it? Maybe ultimately he's just...
I hate this team.
Maybe he's just a bad guy.
All right, Club, next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.